The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 11, Elijah and Elisha. From the reign of Jeroboam onwards, the northern kingdom of Israel had a checkered and bloodthirsty history. Disputes over the succession often resulted in the wholesale massacre of the families of the defeated contenders. King Ahab, whose father Omri had fought his way to the throne, succeeded to it in about the year 869 BC. Elijah the prophet condemned him because, influenced by his wife Jezebel, he worshipped the Canaanite god Baal. Elijah prophesied that God would punish Ahab with a drought. When it occurred, Elijah took refuge by a stream and was fed by ravens. When the stream dried up, he was cared for by a widow. He repaid her hospitality by miraculously replenishing her scanty stock of flour and oil, and by bringing her son back to life after he had died. Then Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal to meet him on Mount Carmel, to see who could bring an end to the drought. The prophets of Baal tried to bring rain by dancing, self-mutilation and sacrifice, but failed. Then Elijah successfully called on God to send down fire from heaven to consume a sacrifice and prayed for rain. It came at once. But since Elijah had incited the people to kill the prophets of Baal, he had to flee. He came to Mount Horeb and there had a direct experience of God. Not in the wind, earthquake and fire which came down on the mountain, but as an almost inaudible voice, a sound of gentle stillness. God told him to name Elisha as his successor. Sometime later, Ahab tried to acquire the vineyard of a man called Naboth. Naboth refused to sell, so on the advice of Jezebel, Ahab arranged for him to be falsely accused and stoned to death. Ahab confiscated the vineyard and was strongly condemned by Elijah for his wickedness. Eventually, Ahab was killed in battle and was succeeded in turn by his sons Ahaziah and Jehoram. During the reign of Ahaziah, Elijah was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire. Elisha proved himself a worthy successor by performing miracles. Most spectacularly, he cured Naaman, commander of the king of Aram's army, of leprosy. Elisha refused to speak to Naaman in person, but sent a message that he was to wash himself 7 times in the river Jordan. Naaman was indignant at this dismissive treatment, but eventually agreed to do so, as he had been told. His leprosy left him. This is taken from the first book of Kings and the second book of Kings.